When hospitals began canceling elective surgeries to make room for coronavirus cases, many cancer patients worried whether they could get vital care. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports that they got treatment, in large part because of online consultations.
Courtney Buckman has breast cancer. Doctors diagnosed the problem on March 6th, only 3 days before the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in Kansas. She quickly scheduled 2 appointments with doctors at the University of Kansas Cancer Center. Her brother, a doctor, went with her to her first appointment with her surgeon. She was hoping to bring her sister-in-law, an oncologist, to the next one a few days later.
But by that point, they were not allowing any visitors to come into your appointments with you. So as I had my appointments, COVID was really changing the landscape.
Those changes also altered a tough decision. Rather than wait for the results of a genetic test that would help her decide on getting a double mastectomy, she went ahead and scheduled surgery to just remove the cancerous tissue.
We wanted to go ahead and operate on the cancer that I currently had while KU still had masks, while they were still seeing cancer surgery as essential, etc.
About that same time, the American College of Surgeons began issuing guidance to hospitals on how to best prepare for the surge of COVID-19 patients and how to determine if a scheduled surgery really was necessary. David Hoyt is the executive director of the American College of Surgeons. He says the group offered guidance to help prepare U.S. hospitals for the same problems other countries faced.
Many hospitals were literally overwhelmed with admissions. So just to free up beds, to be able to care for these patients, to preserve protective equipment, gowns, gloves, masks, all the things that you need.
And it seemed to work. While many people had to delay knee or hip replacements, hospitals have so far handled the influx of COVID-19 patients without too many issues. According to some models, Kansas will soon reach its peak and has capacity to spare. Meanwhile, cancer treatment has gone forward almost the same as it had before. The one major difference is that most appointments are now being done online rather than in an office.
I have 8 patients who showed up on my schedule, and beside their appointment, it says virtual visit.
That's Dr. Shaker DeKill, the president of the Cancer Centers of Kansas.
I ask him all the questions about their disease. I have my computer in front of me. So really, we made it very simple for our physicians. We did not like reshuffle and say we're going to see all the virtual at the end of the day or all the virtual at the beginning of the day. No, we just kept everything exactly the same. And this has been working beautifully.
DeKill hopes that some of the changes made to deal with the coronavirus become the new normal. Courtney Buckman, the woman fighting breast cancer, says she would have thought you were crazy if you told her back in February she'd be having doctor's appointments over Zoom. But she's now had 3 of those video calls and says it hasn't added any stress.
So it hasn't sent me into an extraordinary panic. I'd say I'm at like baseline you have cancer panic.
She says what's been even harder than dealing with telemedicine has been the general social distancing guidelines that have kept her mom from traveling to be with her post-surgery.
That hurt her as a mom. And of course, everybody wants their mom around when they don't feel good, right? No matter how old we are.
It's still too early to know when or if life might get back to normal. But at least some hospitals across the country are already making plans to begin tackling the backlog of non-emergency surgeries. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.